Julia Michaels on The Drive with a Lie Like This.
It's Algoa FM and a celebration of not only the wonderful things that we can do with you together every afternoon, but the wonderful area in which we live. Today, we're chatting about a natural wonder that we have access to that so many folks don't. They have to watch it on television, whereas you can be a part of it live right there on the ocean, or you can be a part of it at the festival. And that's the festival, the Southern African Humpback Migration Route Festival. We spoke to the organizer of the Gqeberha PE side of it yesterday. Andrew, we spoke to Lloyd from Raggy mm-hmm. Charters, who's one of the operators along the entire coastline of Algoa country, who's taking people out onto the ocean to go and see these whales, these incredible creatures, as they migrate around our coast this time of the year. At the festival in PE Gqeberha, which is going to be tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, it's not just about the educational side. There's also
music,
live music. It is a true festival where you'll be able to see all sorts of things: tourism expo, whale related exhibitions, market stalls, food, and live music. Now, a muso in Algoa country who has taken whales to heart and written a song about and for them from his heart is Joe van der Linden. We've tracked him down. Joe, are you excited about tomorrow?
Yeah, I am.
All right, your song has been listed. We're about to play it. Tell us about the Humpback song and where it came from.
Well, Lloyd, you know, Lloyd Edwards from Raggy Charters, He told me about this, and then via Ven, I heard about this as well. She approached me as a musician, you know, to get involved, and I was very keen. And I went out with them one day on a boat to St. Croix Island, and we were chasing some whales, and it was amazing. And while we were on the boat, I started singing this song about a whale tale, and there was talk of there being a competition for a whale song, you know?
Yep.
So I thought, yeah, well, let me pursue this and write a song. So I wrote a song called The Humpback Whales. And it was pretty much a distillation of what Lloyd had told me about the whole story of the whales, how they were hunted almost to extinction, and then there was the moratorium on the hunting, and then they bounced back in huge numbers. And now they frequent our coasts, in huge numbers. So, yeah, the song pretty much just distills that whole thing, that whole story.
All right. And did you always love sea life, or maybe did you just discover that and feel inspired when you were on the boat?
Well, I'm an avid surfer and have been for decades. Mm. I started surfing before I was even a teenager. So yeah, I've been engaged with the sea, and I was once in the Navy, and I've sailed and I've kite surfed, and totally a sea driven person. Yeah, I've even turned down contracts in Joburg because I'd rather be at the coast. And I'm a passion, so yeah, sea all the way.
Sea all the way.
And this love for the ocean, combined with this inspiration of having been alongside these humpback whales, you will be able to perform tomorrow. Is that true at the festival?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm from about 11:30 to 1:15 or something like that. 11:45 to just after 1 at the Pine Lodge. Apparently, they've moved it away from St. Cobb. We're not doing anything at St. Cobb, so at Pine Lodge. And I'll be playing my whale song, definitely, the original song, yeah.
We're about to play it now. What inspired you to write it in the first person from the whale's perspective?
That's a good question. It just kind of came to me. You know, sometimes when you pen something, you just get this kind of intuitive little impulse that starts the process, and that's what happened in this instance. Yeah, I just kind of wrote it in the first person as if I was one of the whales. I mean, who else could tell that story, really, than the whales themselves, you know? Mm.
Well,
so, yeah, I took it upon myself to grab the gauntlet and
yeah, run with it.
Whale.
Yeah. Well, Joe van der Linden, thank you so much for your passion for the ocean and for these whales. And we're about to spin it for the first time on Algoa FM from their perspective, adding literally a voice to the voiceless and giving them the storytelling ability. It's called The Humpback Song, Joe van der Linden. We who are going to get to the festival at Pine Lodge, it's between Pine Lodge and Sandcob tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There's a small entrance fee of 10 rand per person. Unless pensioners or children get there, they can get in for free. There's live music by artists like Joe van der Linden and other great local artists as well. Food and market stalls, a tourism expo and whale exhibitions. Lloyd will be presenting a very educational presentation as well. You can learn all about the whales like Joe did. And then you can get this song live after about 11 with Joe. Thanks, Joe. All the best for tomorrow.
Thanks, Roland. Cheers, eh?
Here it comes for the first time in I'll Go FM, Joe van der Linden's Humpback Whale Song.
We're the humpback whales and we have large tails, but we have a different tale to tell. We migrate to your oceans every year and the voyage can be.